We are learning the Sicha Parshas Noach, Chelek Yud, the first Sicha. The Sicha is on the Pasuk Tsoyar Tasa L'Teva, where Hashem commands Noach that he should make a Tsoyar for the Teva. What is a Tsoyar? So Rashi brings two interpretations. Yesh Eimnim, there's those that say that it's a Chaloin, it's a window. Yesh Eimnim, and there's those that say Evan Teva, it was a precious stone, Hami'ir Lahem, that gave off light for the people in the Teva. So the two interpretations Rashi is telling us, whether it's Tzoyar is a window or a precious stone. Now, what's Rashi here to explain? So it seems that what Rashi is saying is that the word Tzoyar means to give off light, similar to what we say in Hebrew, Tzoharayim, which is like afternoon when it's the lightest time of the day. And Hashem is commanding Noach that he should make sure that there's a way of making light into the Teva. And the way of doing that is two interpretations, either by making a window or by making bringing a precious stone, Hame'ir Lahem, that will give off light into the Teva. But the Rebbe asks multiple questions here. First of all, the word Tzoyar is Lashon Yachid. It's singular. Rashi also only speaks about one window and one stone. What help does it have to a teva that's 300 amos in its length, 50 amos in its width, and 30 amos in its height to have one window and one stone? Furthermore, the teva wasn't one big room. There was three floors. Each floor had kinim tasla teva. Each floor had multiple rooms or sections. Each animal had its own section and so on. So that means one window certainly wasn't bringing light to the entire teva. So what, or one stone wasn't going to bring light to the entire teva. So what use did it help, or what help did it give to have only one teva? One window or one stone? Third, it's known that rule that the Rebbe always says in the Rashi, Tzichos, that when Rashi brings two interpretations, that means that each interpretation has a question that the other one doesn't have, and that's how we need two interpretations. But the first one is not as strong as a question. It's more appropriate than Pshuta Shem Mikra, and therefore that's why that interpretation is brought first. So we need to understand what is the issue that each of these interpretations have that the other one doesn't have, and why the first interpretation is more acceptable in Pshuta Shem Mikra. Fourth, we do find that Rashi sometimes brings three interpretations. When Rashi brings three interpretations, the reason is because the first two both have a question that the third interpretation doesn't have, but it's also understood, as we said before, that the third interpretation would be the furthest from Pshuta Shem Mikra. But it still means that there's something that the first two have that a third interpretation will answer. So we do find here that the Mefarshim do have a third explanation for the word Tzoyar. The Cheskuni writes that Tzoyar is very similar to what the Torah refers to as oil, Yitzar, Yitzharecha in Chumash, Yitzar. So the Cheskuni says that this is the Eibishter telling Noach that he should bring oil to the Teva to be as a source of light. Now, this interpretation actually answers our questions from before, because bring oil, enough oil to create candles in every single room. So this would answer our primary questions on these first two interpretations. So why wouldn't Rashi bring this interpretation? Now, it's true that the word Yitzar and Soyar don't really, you know, that Yud is a critical letter in the word. Yitzar is Yud Tzadik Hei Reish, Soyar is only Tzadik Hei Reish, so it would be a little difficult to say that the word Tzoyar means Yitzar. Furthermore, Tzoyar Tasa LaTeva, you should make it for the Teva, implies that you're making something in the Teva, not that you're bringing something to the Teva. But ultimately, it's still a pshat that answers the questions on the first two that could have come in at least as a distant third. So these are the questions that the Rebbe asks on the Rashi. Again, the first two questions are, how could one window or one stone illuminate a whole teva, particularly if there are separate sections? The third question is, what is the difficulty in each of these explanations? And fourth, why didn't Rashi bring The other explanation, at least as a distant third, that the word tzair is referring to the oil that was used as candles for the entire Mizbeach, the entire table. Now later, the Pasuk says, after the Mabul, that Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbeisu, that Hashem says the day and night will not cease to operate in a normal system. So Rashi says that from here we understand that during the Mabul, the day and night, the solar system, did not work in the proper order. And therefore there was no difference between day and night during the Mabul. But if that's the case, so now we have another question. On the first interpretation that they used a window, what does a window help? If it's dark throughout the Mabul outside, there's no late day and night, so then what does a window help for giving off light? Now there's those opinions that say that what Rashi means is not that there wasn't any light outside, but that there wasn't any system. The system stopped operating, which means that the system fell apart, but at the same time, there was still light outside. So it wasn't moving in its normal system. However, that's not the simple explanation in Rashi. And as the Rebbe says many times, Rashi is written in a way that everyone could understand it in the simplest form. And the fact that Rashi says that they didn't serve, and you couldn't see the difference between day and night, and the primary service of the sun and the moon is to give off light. So if that's the case, it seems that according to Rashi, there was no light at all. Another way of maybe explaining it is that it was dark outside for the entire of the Mabul is only the first 40 days when it was when the Mabul and the rain was heavy, when it was actually raining. But after the 40 days, then the mazal is, then the system started working again, and then the window would have been useful as a source of light. But that still leaves the question for the first 40 days. How would it work for the first 40 days that there was no light in the Teva? And the truth is, the Rebbe in the footnote says that it's more probable to say that it was 150 days, the first 150 days it wasn't working properly. So that would be even a longer question. But at least even if we say 40 days, for 40 days, what did the window help? So the Rebbe's explanation. By first prefacing an important part to understanding what the Torah tells Noach about the parsh, about the Teva. We do see that the Torah gives Noach specific elements of what the Teva has to include. However, it doesn't say every little detail. There's plenty of things in the Teva that there was clearly in the Teva that the Torah doesn't tell us that Hashem told Noach to put in there. For example, it says that Noach took off the cover of the Teva. Doesn't say anywhere that Hashem told him to make a cover. It says that he should put the door on the side. Doesn't say anywhere that he should make a door in the first place. The answer is obviously simple, that of course you need a door to the Teva. How else could he get in? And a cover to the Teva to protect it is also understood that it was necessary, which means that the Torah did not tell, does not tell us everything that Hashem told Noach to do. Or better yet, Hashem didn't have to tell Noach to do everything. There's plenty that Noach understood to do on his own. What the Eibishter did tell Noach was the specifics that he would have not understood on his own to do. So, of course, he needed to make a door, but maybe he wouldn't have thought to put it on the side. Hashem told him to put it, Pesach at Amateva B'tzida Tassim, to put it on the side. He would have, and so therefore, if he maybe he wouldn't have understood to make it three floors, to make separate rooms. These are things Hashem told him to make because Hashem wanted it to be made in a specific way. So now, light in the Teva. If you're going into a Teva, you understand that you have to make sure that there's a way of making light. So therefore, it's obvious that Noach was bringing in a source of light into the Teva. So therefore, it's understood that the Chaskuni's answer is not appropriate because Hashem doesn't need to tell Noach to bring oil into the Teva, that there should be candles in the Teva. Obviously, how else was it going to be light? When he has to go to each room to feed each animal, there has to be light. So therefore, it's clear that it's obvious that Noach brought oil into the Teva, and that's not what Hashem had to tell him to do. What Hashem was telling him to do was Tsoyar Tasa LaTeva. What is that? Hashem is telling him that in addition to the candles that you're bringing, in addition to the or the source of light that you're going to bring through candles, I want you told to also make a tzohar. For what purpose? So Rashi says two interpretations. One of them is that it should be a window in order that there should be extra light after the 40 days or after the 150 days. Plus, the window will be able to also serve other purposes. For example, it could be fresh air, or as we see later, it was used as a way to send the birds out. According to the opinion that Soyar means a window and that he opened the window, Rashi says later that it would be this window. So therefore, it's understood that this is the extra thing that the Pasuk is telling him to do. However, it's a little bit of a difficulty to say that this is what it means, because the word Soyar is an unusual word for a window. It doesn't should have said chaloin, like the word that the Pasuk says later, so why wouldn't it just say here also that he would open the chaloin? Now, if you're going to say, because the main purpose of this window is to give light, but like we already said before, it's hard to say that this window's main purpose is giving off light. Second of all, there's not a lot of light coming in there, even for the first 40 days for sure. So therefore, being that A, the word tzohar is an unusual word for a window, especially if it's not giving that much light, and B, it is also difficult to say that this is the purpose, the primary purpose is to be outside, to be light when it gives very little light. So therefore, Rashi brings a second interpretation. What is the second interpretation? That the word soyar means to give off light, is a even toiva, is a special, a precious stone that will give off light. And this one, you could take around the table. You could take it to each room. And Hashem was telling him that in addition to the candles that you have, you should have an extra source of light to take around with you when necessary, which is the Even Toiva, which is a special stone. But this difficulty is also, this pirush is even more difficult. This explanation is even more difficult because A, like we already said before, the Pasuk says Tase la Teva, you should make it for the Teva, whereas the stone is being brought into the Teva. Now, of course, you can maybe say, the Rebbe doesn't say this in the Sicha, but maybe it means that you should put it onto the table. But that also doesn't work, because then the whole point, like the benefit of this explanation is that you're taking it around with you. So it's not tasa la teva, it's tachnis la teva. You should bring it into the table. Second of all, what benefit is it? Why would Hashem tell to do it? We don't see any use of this even teva in addition to what to the oil, let's say, that he had there. Being that this is a more difficult questions on the Pasuk, because the language of the Pasuk doesn't fit well. The word tachnis is not used. The word tasa is used. When there's a pshat that fits into the words better, we follow the words. So therefore, Rashi brings this as the second explanation, and the first explanation is a primary. So again, to explain the answers to the questions, the Rebbe is saying that Hashem didn't tell Noach everything he needs to do to the Teva. The things that he understood on his own to do, Hashem led it to Noach to understand. What Hashem did tell Noach was this unique things. And therefore, to bring oil into the Teva, that was self-understood by Noach. What Noach was being told was to make an additional source of light. First, meaning the first explanation is saying that that was a window. And that fits with the Pasuk better, because it says, Tasa la Teva, to make it in the Teva. The window is made in the Teva itself. Secondly, we understand the benefit of making a window. Hashem's telling him, you need an extra source of light, which can also use other purposes, like a window that can send things out or bring in fresh air. However, the difficulty with this explanation is that it's not really a source of light for the whole Teva, certainly not for the 40 days. So therefore, it sounds a little odd, being that the Pasuk is defining it primarily as a tzohar, as a source of light. Again, although it could be used as other purposes, which is why Hashem was telling him to do it. And so therefore, Rashi brings the second explanation, that it was taka to bring an extra source of light, a precious stone that he could move around the Teva. But the difficulty with this explanation is that doesn't fit with the words tasa la Teva, to make the Teva with a tzohar. Therefore, that's why Rashi brings it only as a second interpretation. And it's understood that the third interpretation of Rasquni is not Rashi can't bring that, because again, that's the basis of Rashi, that Noach understood to bring in the oil and it was not necessary for it to be told. The Rebbe then says there's another way to look at the benefit of the first explanation over the second explanation. And that is that there's another question that we could ask in this sense. Throughout the order of the things that Noach did in the Teva, Rashi keeps on explaining us, Loma, why did he do it? So the question here is, we have to ask for the window, why would he do it? And if it was in order to send the bird out, like we said, that he could use it for other purposes, he could have used the door for that. And therefore, Rashi says that it means to be a chaloy, to be a window. Why? Because he would have not thought to do it on his own. Because he would have said, what do I need a window for? To bring in, to send things out, I use the door. To be a source of light, the window's not going to help. Even more so, because Hashem told him he's going to destroy the whole world. So Noach could have understood that that meant even the solar system, which means that he understood that there won't be any light. So what's a window going to help? And so therefore, that's why Hashem had to tell him to make a window. Because without Hashem telling him, it's not understood that you dafka need a window. Why would Hashem have to tell him to do it? L'chura, there's no window. See, the Rebbe says a beautiful thing. That we know that Rashi also tells us that in the beginning, it started raining very lightly. Because Hashem said, maybe they're going to do tshuva. And then it's not going to be a mabul. In that case, a window would have been very helpful. And that's why Rashi says, Hashem told Noach to build a teva, to build a window into the teva, because although there's not going to be a source of light, because it's going to be a destruction of the solar system too, but in case the people do tshuva, at least you'll have a source of light, at least in the beginning, or if it will remain just a regular rain. Whereas according to the second explanation, we don't talk another reason. What's the point of bringing an even teva? Which is why the first interpretation is a better interpretation. Again, to summarize the second explanation from the Rebbe, that the window, it's understood, A, that Noach would have not thought of doing it on his own, because what's the purpose of a window if it's going to be if it's going to be a rain with no solar system? But on the other hand, Hashem wanted him to make it in order, in case the people do tshuva, and it will remain just Gishmei Bracha. The Yena Shoteira, the Chassidus that lies in this Rashi. The difference between a window and a precious stone is a window allows outside light to come in. The precious stone gives off its own light. The teva here represents the world. Our work in the teva is to bring light into the teva, to bring light into this world through teda and mitzvahs. The teda and mitzvahs are the tzoyar, are the window that we bring into the world. How do we make a tzoyar? How do we make a window? Or how do we bring light? The first way, the first step in Avedis Hashem, is to be able to uncover the Eibishter in this world, which means that this world is a teva. It's completely, it's a levush, it's a complete cover of Hashem. The teva, the nature of the world, covers Hashem's presence, because Hashem is higher than nature. And we have to crack a hole in the nature. We have to break open a window in the world to allow Hashem to shine through. That is the ability of opening up the world for Hashem to come, to Hashem to shine into the world. The Yesh Eimru, and then there's those that say, meaning those that already accomplished that by opening up the world to allow Hashem in, to take it to the next level, which is not just to open the world, but to be able to create that the world itself should become an Even Teva, that the Even, that the Teva should become Teva, should become the Even, the world, the stone should become Teva, should be good, should become a source of illumination. In other words, that not only do we allow Hashem into the world, but we transform the world to become a place that the world itself shines, that the world itself reflects or expresses the Eibishter's presence.